So let's get in and learn Hebrew. Tonight we're in chapter 10, we're on page 90. We're in the midst of a story about the three little pigs, which, yeah, is kind of an odd story for us to read here, but we don't eat them at the end, so it'll be just fine. We're at the top of page 90, which I have numbered paragraph 9. I don't know if you numbered your paragraphs or not.
Paragraph 9?
That's what I call mine. You can call it anything you want, except late for supper. So, how shall we do this? Mr. Vaughn, do you want to read that first sentence?
Okay, we're going to read it in Hebrew first.
Yes, please read it in Hebrew first.
Some of these I don't really know that well.
Well, let's learn them together.
Okay. Biomeh Aker.
Biomacher.
Biomacher. That's Kazir.
Achazir.
Achazir.
Uh-huh.
And then that's Hashemi.
Hasheni.
Hashemi. Ahmad.
Ahmad.
Basada.
Basada.
Sada.
Right. Echo me, please, everybody. Bayom.
Bayom.
Acher.
Acher.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Hasheni.
Hasheni.
Ahmad.
Ahmad.
Basada.
Basada.
What?
What does that mean? Beyom acher is a phrase.
On another day.
On another day. Ha chazir ha sheni.
The second pig.
Right, the second pig. Ha sheni is an adjective, modifies ha chazir. So the second pig, amad.
Stood.
Basada.
In the field.
In the field. Beautiful. Karen, next sentence, please. Who?
Ra'a.
Ra'a.
Et.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Vagam.
Vagam.
Halach.
Halach. Habatim. Habata.
Habaita.
Habaita.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, please echo me. Who?
Who?
Ra'a.
Ra'a.
Et.
Et.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Vagam.
Vagam.
Halach.
Halach.
Habaita.
Habaita.
What is who?
He.
He. Ra'a.
Saw.
Saw. Et.
It's a, let you know somebody. Uh-huh.
It's the direct object marker.
Direct
correct. So it has no translation. I know you did. He saw et habahema.
The animal.
The animal. Fagam.
And also.
And also. Halach.
Went. Toward the house.
Went habaita, toward the house. Beautiful.
Oh, you did good.
Sharon, next sentence, please. Who? To the end. Who?
Yeshav.
Yeshav.
Babait.
Babait.
Ki.
Ki.
Yada.
Yada.
Mi.
Mi.
Achwa.
Achal.
Achal.
Mm-hmm.
Achwa. That would be the word. Achal. Oh, dear.
Zerim. Right, Chazirim.
Behemot.
Excellent. Echo me, please, everybody. Who?
Who?
Yeshav.
Yeshav.
Babait.
Babait.
Ki.
Ki.
Yada.
Yada.
Mi.
Mi.
Achal.
Achal.
Chazirim.
Chazirim.
Behemot.
Behemot.
What does that mean? Who?
It means he.
He. Yeshav.
Sat.
Babayit.
In the house.
In the house. Ki.
Because.
Yada.
He knew.
He knew.
Who,
me. Who.
Ate.
Achal ate. Chazirim.
Pigs. Animals.
Behemoth. Animals. Yep. Very good. Herb.
Okay. Haba. Behema.
Got the other word. Can't get that one.
Behema.
Halcha.
Halcha.
Ad.
Ad.
Beit.
Beit.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Hashene.
Hasheni.
Hili.
Vehi.
Vehi. Amda.
Amda.
Lifne.
Lifne.
Habayit.
Habayit. Excellent. Echo me, please, everybody. Habehema.
Habehema.
Halcha.
Halcha.
Ad.
Ad.
Beit.
Beit.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Hasheni.
Hasheni.
Vehi.
Vehi.
Amda.
Amda.
Lifne.
Lifne.
Habait.
Habait.
And what does that mean, Herb? Habahima.
The animal.
The animal. Halcha.
Went.
Went. Od.
As far as.
As far as. Beit HaChazir HaSheni.
The house of the second pig.
The house of the second pig. Mm-hmm. Vahi.
And it.
And it. Amda.
Stood.
Stood. Lifne.
In front of.
In front of. Habait.
The house.
The house. Correct. Karen, next one, please.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Amra.
Amra.
Ode.
Ode.
Lo.
Lo.
Achalti.
Achalti.
Chazir.
Chazir.
Hayom.
Hayom. Everybody, echo me, please. Let's put a little badness in it. Vahi. Amra. Ode. Lo. Achalti. Chazir. Hayom. And what does that mean?
It said.
And it said.
Again, I did not eat.
Again, I did not eat.
A pig today.
A pig today.
Or still yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did not eat a pig yet today.
Yep, you could do it that too. It said, I have not yet eaten a pig today. There's many different ways to say it, but it all means he's hungry. Or actually, she's hungry.
Okay.
Some of you resemble that remark, eh? Ravonda, next sentence, please.
Okay. Let me see here. That's
Vacho.
Vacho.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Amra.
Amra.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Huff. Uh-huh. Yep, echo me, please, everybody. Vacho.
Vacho.
Amra.
Amra.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Huff.
Huff.
And what does it mean?
And so.
And so. What's Habahema?
The animal.
Amra.
Said.
Huff.
Huff.
Exactly. Next, Karen.
Vahi.
Amra. Puff. Everybody. Vahi. Amra. Puff. So what's that mean?
And it.
Said.
Puff.
Next, Sharon.
Ode.
Ode.
Amad.
Amad.
Habait.
Habait. Everybody. Ode.
Ode.
Amad.
Habait.
Habait. What does that mean?
Still.
Still.
The house.
Stood. The house stood.
Stood the house.
Hmm. So number, well, the next one, Herb. 15 in my book. Yeah.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Amra.
Amra.
Ode.
Ode.
Huff.
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 The huff.
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 The huff.
The huff.
Huff.
Huff. Yeah. Good job. Everybody, please. Habahema.
Habahema.
Amra.
Amra.
Ode.
Huff.
Puff.
Vahuff.
Puff. Vahuff. Puff. What's that all mean?
It's so windy.
Doesn't have much ruach.
A little short on ruach. Yeah, I agree with that.
The animal said. Again.
Huff.
Puff.
Puff.
And huff.
And huff.
Puff.
Puff.
And huff.
And huff.
Puff.
Puff. What happens next, Karen? I can't wait.
He.
Shaka.
Et.
Haruach.
Bain.
Eight.
Habait.
Habait. Everybody together, please. He.
He.
Shaka.
Shaka.
Et. Haruach.
Haruach.
Bane.
Bane.
Eights.
Eights.
Habayit.
Habayit.
What's that mean, Karen?
It sent.
It sent.
The wind.
The wind.
Among.
Among.
The wood.
The wood of the house. Now what happens next, Ravonda?
Ra'iz.
Va'az.
Va'az. Habayit.
Habayit.
Lo.
Lo.
Amad.
Od.
Od.
Echo me, please, everybody.
He.
Wait a minute. Wrong sentence. Va'az. Habayit.
Lo.
Lo.
Amad.
Od. What's that mean?
And then.
The house
did not
stand anymore.
That house is gone.
Yep. Next, what happens?
Blah, 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 blah.
That mulligan, try again.
Vahabahema.
Vahabahema.
Achla.
Et.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Hasheni.
Hasheni. Echo me, please, everybody. Ve habehema. Achla.
Et.
Hachazir.
Hasheni.
Again with confidence. Ve habehema. Achla.
Et.
Hachazir.
Hasheni.
I'll quit while I'm ahead. What does it mean?
And the animal.
Eight.
Direct object.
Direct object marker.
Marker.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to keep saying that till I get it.
Okay.
Stuttering. Among. Oh, I'm sorry. The first pig.
The second pig.
And the animal ate the second pig.
Right. And the animal ate the second pig.
Thanks for the pencil.
I had the wrong answer to the pencil.
Ah. Next one, please.
Bayom.
Aher.
Amad. Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Hashalishi.
Yep, Hashalishi.
Basadeh.
Good. Everybody, please. Bayom.
Aher.
Amad. Hachazir.
Hashalishi.
Basadeh. What's that mean? Bayom Acher.
I don't think it means what I wrote down. On another day,
that's correct. Amad.
Stood. Oh, that goes with that. Gotcha.
Hachazir Hashalishi.
The third pig.
Basadeh.
In the field.
I correct.
What I wrote down.
It did. Herb, next.
Who?
Ra'ah.
Et.
Habahema.
Asher. Achla.
Et.
Hachazir. Harishon.
Yeah, we haven't seen that since last page.
Ve'et.
Ve'et.
Hachazir.
Hasheni. That's correct. Everybody, please. Who? Ra'ah.
Et.
Habahema. Asher.
Achla.
Et. Hachazir.
Harishon.
Ve'et. Hachazir.
Hasheni.
What does all that mean?
He saw
the animal
which ate
the first pig
and the second pig.
What happens next, Karen?
Vagam.
Who?
Halach.
Habaita. What's that mean? Everybody echo me first, please. Vagam.
Who?
Halach.
Habaita.
I get caught up in the story. So what does it mean?
And also?
It.
Went.
Homeward. Toward the house. All those kind of things. But homeward's a good translation. That awe at the end is the awe of direction. Next, please, Ravonda.
Who?
Yes, you. No, who? That's correct.
Who?
Who? Yeshav.
Babait.
Vahu.
Uh-huh.
Zachar. Before the bait, there's a key.
Key.
Mm-hmm.
Key.
Then bait.
Mm-hmm. Zachar.
Zahav.
Amar.
Ahmad. Three syllables. Le. O. Lam. La Ola. Right. Everybody together, please. Who? Yeshav. Babait. Vahu. Zachar. Ki.
Bait.
Zahav.
Amad.
La Olam. What does that mean?
He.
He. Or it, your choice.
He saw.
Sat.
Sat.
Mm-hmm. He sat.
By the house.
In the house.
In the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he.
Remembered.
That.
The
house.
A house.
Of.
Gold.
Stood.
Forever. Correct. Next. Karen.
Abehema.
Avra.
Odd.
Odd.
Bait.
Mm-hmm.
Hachazir.
Hashalishi.
Odd.
Odd.
Bait.
Hazahav. Right. Everybody, please echo me. Habehema. Avra.
Odd.
Bait. Hachazir. Hashalishi.
Odd.
Bait.
Hazahav.
What's that? Habehema.
The animal.
Avra.
Crossed over.
Odd.
As far as.
Bait. Hachazir Hashalishi.
The house of the third pig.
Odd.
As far as
Beit Hazahav.
The house of gold.
Beautiful. Next, please, Sharon.
Ko.
Amra.
Habehema.
Achalti.
Et.
Hachazir.
Harishon.
Everybody, please. Ko. Amra. Habehema. Achalti.
Et.
Hachazir.
Harishon.
What's that mean?
Thus.
Said.
The animal.
I ate.
The first pig.
The Rishon one, that's right. Next, please. Debbie Herb.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought there was no period there.
Ah, okay.
Achalti.
Et.
Hachazir. Hasheni.
Everybody, please. Achalti.
Et.
Hachazir.
Hasheni.
What's that mean?
I ate the second pig.
Next.
Ba'od.
Low.
Achalti.
Chazir.
Hayom.
Everybody, please. Va'od.
Va'od.
Lo.
Lo.
Achalti.
Achalti.
Chazir.
Chazir.
Hayom.
Hayom.
What's that mean?
I did not eat.
And I did not eat.
Against another yet more.
Again, another still yet more. Okay.
A pig today.
Pig today. So maybe something like, I have not yet eaten the pig today. All means the same thing. Okay, Ms. Ravondi, you ready to huff again?
Okay. Let's see. Va'az.
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 Mm-hmm.
Amra.
Amra, right.
Habahama.
Habahama, right. Huff. Yep, everybody. Va'az.
Va'az.
Amra.
Amra.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Huff.
Huff.
What's that mean?
And he.
And then.
And again.
And then.
And then.
Uh-huh, and then.
I didn't have that right.
Va'az, and then.
And then.
And then.
He said.
Who said? What's Habahema? Uh-huh, and then the animal said.
The animal said.
What'd he say? Ugh. Yeah. Next.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Amra.
Amra.
Puff.
Everybody. Vahi.
Vahi.
Amra.
Amra.
Puff.
Puff.
What's that mean?
And it said puff.
And it said puff. Sharon, carry on.
Vahabite.
Ode. Ode.
Ahmad.
Everybody. Vahabite. Ode.
Ode.
Ahmad. Which means?
And still the house stood.
And still the house stood. Herb, what happens next?
Habahema.
Habahema.
Amra.
Amra.
Ode.
Ode. Huff.
The ode.
The ode. Huff.
He's running out of breath.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody. Habahema.
Habahema.
Amra.
Amra.
Ode.
Ode.
Huff. The ode.
Huff.
What's that mean? Other than I need a drink of soda.
The animal said again.
The animal said again.
Huff.
Huff.
And again.
And again.
Huff.
Huff. Karen, what happens next?
Ode.
Ode.
Ahmad.
Habayit. Habayit. Everybody. Ode. Ahmad. Habayit. Which means?
The house still stood.
The house still stood. Next one.
Okay. Haharim.
How about Ha-Chazir?
Ha-Chazir.
Uh-huh. That's what that is. Ha-Chazir.
Ha-Shalishi.
Ha-Shalishi, right. Shema.
Shema. Et.
Et.
Ruach.
Ruach.
Bahama.
Habahema.
Bahama.
Habahema. Uh-huh.
All.
All. Yad.
Yad.
One more word.
Habayit.
Habayit. Good, everybody. Ha-Chazir.
Ha-Shalishi.
Shema.
Shema.
Et.
Ruach.
Habahema. Al-Yad.
Habayit.
What's that mean?
Okay, let me see where I am here.
Starts with Ha-Chazir, Ha-Shalishi.
The third pig.
Shema.
Shema. Heard.
Heard.
Direct object.
Direct object marker. Ruach Habahema.
The breath.
The breath
of. The animal.
The animal. Al Yad.
Next.
Next to Habayit.
The house.
The house. Right. Karen.
Who?
Who?
Yada.
Yada.
Ki.
Habahema.
Habahema.
Achla.
Achla. Et, direct object marker.
Et, direct object marker, true.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Harish. Ha.
Ha. Ri.
Shon.
Right.
Vaet.
Vaet.
Hachazir.
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 Mm-hmm. Hasheni. Hasheni. Everybody, please. Who?
Who?
Yada.
Yada.
Ki.
Ki.
Habehema.
Habehema.
Achla.
Achla.
Et.
Et.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Harishon.
Harishon.
Vaet.
Vaet.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Hasheni.
Hasheni.
What would that mean?
He
knew
because
that
oops.
It also means because, but in this case it translates better as that. He knew that
the animal ate the second pig.
The first pig.
Wow.
Harishon is first. Uh-huh.
Got to figure that out, don't I? And
Hachazir Hasheni. If the other one was the first pig, this one's the second pig. There you go. Rishon first, Shani second.
I got those mixed up the whole way through.
Well, that's why we come to class, to figure those things out. What happens next, Sharon?
Va'az.
Lekach. Lekach.
Hachazir.
Hachazir.
Kali.
Kali.
Zahav.
Zahav. Correct. Everybody, please. Va'az,
Lekach,
Hachazir,
Kali,
Zahav. What is that?
And then
the pig
took
an implement of gold. If it was plural, it would have to be Kale.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, And then
the pig took
the gold dish or implement?
A dish of gold.
Gold, okay.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Who?
You. Okay, sorry. Who?
Me?
Yes, you.
Who?
Who?
Ahmad.
Avar.
Avar.
Who Avar?
Mean.
Habayit.
Im.
Kali.
Hazahav.
Hazahav. Everybody, please. Who?
Who?
Avar.
Mean.
Habayit.
Im.
Kali.
Hazahav.
Just a second here. Okay, what does that mean, please?
He crossed over.
From the house.
With the dish of gold.
Why is this one the dish of, where the last one was just a dish of?
It's the gold. It's the gold.
The gold, right. If the last word of a word pair is definite, then the whole word pair is definite. Very good. Next, please.
Shalach.
Hachazir.
Et.
Kali.
Hazahav.
El.
Rosh.
Habahema.
Vahabahema.
Lo.
Amda.
Ode. Everybody, please. Shalach. Hachazir.
Et.
Kali.
Hazahav.
El. Rosh.
Habahema.
Vahabahema. Lo.
Amda.
Ode. What's that mean, Karen?
The pig sent.
The vessel of gold.
To the head of the animal.
To the head of the animal.
And the animal.
And the animal.
Did not stand again.
Man, that screwed that one. Really? What do you think it meant?
Oh, I just got all kinds
just
of words wrong.
Just something else. Okay. Ms. Ravanda. Vaaz. Achazir.
Achal.
Et. Habahema. Right, the animal. You know that's what it is. Everybody, please echo me. Vaaz. Hachazir. Achal.
Et.
Habahema. What's that mean?
Okay. And the pig.
And then the pig.
And
then
the pig. Ate.
The animal.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. I yuck. That's right.
I can't really say that.
That's it does say it though. You gotta understand, pigs are carnivorous. They eat flesh. They do. But at any rate, yuck, the last sentence of the story.
Okay. Yay,
it's
me. Okay.
Yeshav. That's what you said. Yeshav.
Hachazir. Hashalishi.
Sham.
Bavait.
Hazahav.
Ad.
Hayom. Everybody, please. Yeshav. Hachazir. Hashalishi. Sham. Bavait. Hazahav.
Ad.
Hayom. What's that mean?
The pig.
Settled. Which
pig? Pig settled.
The third pig settled.
There in the house.
There in the house of?
Gold. Until today.
Until today. It's okay. You have a question?
No, I didn't go word by word. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was so excited. I was getting it.
I understand. Now for the reward. When we come to page 91, we end chapter 10. We begin to read a simplified version of the book of Ruth.
And you don't even have to figure it out.
They give you the translation. That's right. But by the time we finish the book, we will have read the book of Ruth. We start out in a more simplified fashion, of course. But Sharon, if you begin number one.
Bia, bim, it's the only word I don't know.
Bimei is correct. Bimei.
Hashoftim.
Yes, Hashoftim. Bimei Hashoftim. Bimei is the word pair form from Biyamim. What's Yom?
Day.
Yamim.
Days.
Bayamim.
Is it Bay?
That's not the word here. Yeah. Bayamim is in the days. Bimei, in the days of.
But you don't say the yah in there.
Right. Because there's no vowel under the yod. Remember, every pronounceable vowel indicates a syllable. So we have bimei, just two syllables, because we only have two pronounceable vowels.
So I want it to be like the yod. It doesn't fit.
So B is
in the,
and May is the, be May, or that's just like together in the.
Again, break it down. Yom is day, yamim would be days, yamei days of. But when you add the bait in the front, that takes the yod from yamei and makes it the first syllable, be May. So it's in the days of. Comes from Hashoftim, the Hashoftim. Because Bimei is a word pair form. If the last word of a word pair form is definite, then the whole word pair is definite. So the ba is in, Yamei, days of, ha is the. So in the days of, what's Hashoftim?
The
The judges. Mm-hmm. What judges are they talking about?
The ones that sit in the gate.
Not quite. What happened upon the death of Moses?
Like Samson and Joshua and those guys.
Uh-huh. There were 400 years between the death of Moses and the first king in Israel. And those 400 years are referred to as the days of the judges. So it's during those 400 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Herb, number two.
Hayah.
Ra'av.
Ba'aretz.
Everybody. Hayah. Ra'av. Ba'aretz. Did I do that with number one? Then let's do number one. Bimei. Hashoftim. And number two. Hayah. Ra'av. Ba'aretz. That's the whole sentence. Now, in the days of the judges, what happened?
There was famine.
There was famine in the land. Correct. Or you could say there was a famine in the land. Either way. Number three, what happened?
Halach.
Ish.
Mibait.
Lechem.
Yehuda.
Yehuda. Everybody. Halach.
Ish.
Mibait.
Lechem.
Yehuda.
Yehuda.
What does that mean?
A man went from Bethlehem, Judah.
A man went from Bethlehem, Judah. Number four. What happens next? That's you.
El.
Shaday. No, not Shaday. Look where the dot is over the sheen.
Not
right. El Shaday.
Moav.
Moav. Correct, everybody.
El.
Shaday.
Moav.
What's the L?
Two.
Two. Shaday Moav.
The fields.
The fields.
Moab.
Of Moab. Correct.
Because Moab's definite.
Moab is definite, right? Because every proper noun is definite, and if the last word's a word pair is definite, the whole thing is definite. So this man is a rich man, and there's famine in the land of Bethlehem. So he goes to Moab because he doesn't want all his starving relatives and friends to come beg for food.
Selfish.
He's selfish. Mm-hmm. Number five.
Who?
Who?
Vahaisha.
Vahabanim. Everybody. Who?
Who?
Vahaisha.
Vahabanim.
It's so much easier following you.
we'll work on it. What does it mean, number five?
He.
He.
And the wife.
And the wife.
And the sons.
And the sons. Why doesn't it say he and his wife and his sons?
Because
we haven't learned how to say that yet. That's why they had to simplify it a little. So he takes his whole family to Moab. And where is Moab from Bethlehem?
Southeast.
It's east. You go down the mountain across the Jordan River, and there's Moab.
So you're going down, so it's south.
Okay, fair enough. Number six.
Shame.
Ha'ish.
Elimelech.
The shame.
Ha'isha.
Naomi. Everybody. Shame. Ha'ish. Elimelech.
The shame.
Ha'isha.
Naomi.
What's that mean?
The name of the man
was. What you're going to learn is.
Applied there, right?
Yep, it's what's called a noun sentence. They don't have is and was generally in the sentences. It's always just implied. That's the way the sentences in the Bible tend to be. So the name of the man was?
Elimelech,
which means what? What's? Okay. Eol is God.
Oh.
Eli, my God. Melech, king. So the name means my God is king.
Okay.
Yeah. And go on. What's and, Bashem?
In the name
of?
The wife.
The wife. Was Naomi. Was Naomi. Okay. Number seven.
I know.
Just two syllables. Just two syllables. Nope.
Ush.
Nope. Look where the dot is. It's below the vav. It's below the vav. At least it is in mine. Is yours different? Do you have ushmot?
Ushmot.
I have vishmot. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll go with ushmot.
Okay. Ushmot.
Ushmot.
Habanim.
Two syllables.
Mach.
Loan.
The Chilion.
Chilion.
Ephrata.
Ephratim. Right. Ephratim.
Mibet.
Mibet.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Yehuda.
Yehuda. Correct, everybody. Ushmot.
Ushmot.
Habanim.
Habanim.
Machlon.
Machlon.
The Chilion.
Chilion.
Ephratim,
Ephratim.
Mibet,
Lechem,
Lechem.
Yehuda.
What's Ushmot? In the names of Habanim. The
names of the sons.
The sons were?
Were Machlon.
Machlon.
And Chilion.
The Chilion. Hang on for a second. Machlon means sickly, and Chilion means wasting away. The story is full of prophecy. Because of the sins of the people, their selfishness, and their turning away from God, the people are sickly and wasting away. Hence the famine. What's Ephratim?
Ephrata or Ephratites.
Ephratites, meaning they're from Ephrata. That's where Bethlehem is.
From Bethlehem.
From Judah. Bethlehem, Judah. Mm-hmm. Number eight.
Vahem.
Alchu.
El.
Sade.
Moav.
Vahem.
Hayu.
Sham. What's that mean?
And they went
to
the fields of Moab.
The fields of Moab.
And they were there.
And they were there. Everybody, echo me, please. Vahem. Alchu.
El.
Sade.
Moav.
Vahem.
Hayu.
Sham.
Sham.
You know there was so many cassette tape land going, you didn't have them read it. Number nine.
Okay. It just about says it's on sale.
It does, really.
Elimelech.
The Elimelech, uh-huh.
Ish.
Naomi. Naomi.
Naomi.
Uh-huh.
Naomi.
Mate.
Is that beat?
Mate.
Mate,
uh-huh. It looks like a G in English, but it's a mame in Hebrew. Everybody please. The Elimelech. Ish. Naomi.
Naomi.
Mate.
Mate.
Remember in Naomi, that second vowel is called a hatav kamates, and it's pronounced like an O. But what does the Elimelech mean?
Elimelech.
And Elimelech. Okay. Ish Naomi.
The man or the husband.
The man or the husband of?
Naomi.
Naomi.
Died.
There's that hollow verb, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Chapter, no. I'm sorry?
Hollow verb.
Hollow verb. The advanced class is in the chapter on hollow verbs. And the root for died is mem, vav, tav. But in the perfect tense, the vav drops out. That's why the word is so short. Virtually every word in Hebrew is based upon a three-letter root. When you see a word that's only two letters, you begin to go, something's missing, particularly when it's a verb. Number 10.
Vahu.
I'm
sorry.
Vahi. That's different.
If it is.
The
Habanim.
Yashavu.
Mm-hmm.
Sham.
Yod.
Ode.
Ode.
That Ayin looks like a Y, but it's not. So everybody, echo me, please. Vahi. Vahabanim. Yashvu. Sham.
Ode.
Which means what?
And she.
And the sons.
Still lived.
Still resided, sat, settled, lived.
There.
Very good.
I was reading. Could you tell?
Okay. Now, the beginning of the book of the Ruth, under the expanded part, we just have the text. So let's just all echo me, please. Bimei. Hashoftim. Haya. Ra'av. Ba'aretz. Halach. Ish. Mibeit. Lechem. Yehuda. El. Sedei. Moav. Hu. Vahaisha. Vahabanim. Shame. Ha'ish. Elimelech. The shame. Ha'isha. Naomi. Ushmot. Habanim. Machlon. Vachilion. Ephratim. Mibeit. Lechem. Yehuda. Vahem. Hachu. El Sede Moav Vahem Hayu Sham Vaelimelech Ish Naomi Mate Vahi Vahabanim Yashvu Sham Ode. Excellent. I'm now going to stop the recording.